You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. Again, 1-888-841-6055.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
The U.S. Constitution authorizes the taking of private property only for public use. This power is called the Takings Clause. In recent years, there has been a sharp increase in the takings of private property from one business to give to another. This started with the infamous Polltown decision by the Michigan Supreme Court in 1981, a ruling that authorized the demolition of hundreds of businesses, more than 1,000 homes, and even several churches in a Polish community near Detroit in order to build a new General Motors plant. Good news arrived in July this year when the Michigan Supreme Court unanimously repudiated its own Polltown decision and held in favor of property owners. The court declared its prior ruling against private property to be a radical departure from fundamental constitutional principles. But the radical departure lives on, and the new Michigan decision continues to allow takings of so-called blighted property. It's not hard for a town to hang the blighted label on almost any property it wants to take for a development project. In the densely populated Northeast, outrage over threatened seizure of property boiled over in local elections. In the Democratic township of Franklin, New Jersey, a powerful incumbent mayor was defeated last November by a Republican challenger who opposed a planned use of eminent domain. Elderly homeowners are just as angry as businessmen. Costco or Home Depot may look at a group of modest attached houses and dream of a parking lot, but the residents see their lifetime of memories. In March, the Connecticut Supreme Court authorized the town of New London to take the properties of many homeowners for a private development by the wealthy pharmaceutical corporation Pfizer. Manufacturing Viagra surely is not the public use that our founders had in mind when they wrote the Constitution. We hope when the Supreme Court gets this case, it will interpret the Constitutional Takings Clause the way it was written.
Do you believe the American people should be governed by laws made by our elected representatives or by non-elected judges imposing their own social and political agendas? This question is discussed in Phyllis Schlafly's new book, The Supremacists, The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It. For information, go online to egoforum.org or call 1-800-726-8096. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says he once tried to be a tailor, but he just wasn't suited for it, mainly because it was a so-so job. Derry Brownfield!
Hey, I am glad that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. There's so much going on, I would like to begin today with a little trifling bit of information that's kind of funny. A lot of folks out there that are listening today won't understand this because they were born after color TV. And I think color TV actually was first, and I didn't do any research on this, it's not important anyway, but I remember color TV back in the 1950s, but it wasn't good. And, in the early 50s. And it wasn't very good. But then, most of the people living in America today were born, don't know a thing about World War II. They weren't around when all that happened. And black and white TV first came on in my neighborhood, first year that we could get television set at our house was 1954. In the late summer or fall of 1954, University of Missouri put up a television tower and started broadcasting on Channel 8. And I can remember very well how we sat around there and we'd adjust that thing. And this is a poem written by somebody that went through this back in the good old days. You could hardly see for all the snow, so you spread the rabbit ears far as they'd go and pull a chair up to the TV set. Good night, David. Good night, Chet. Depending on the channel you tuned, you'd get Robin Lahr or Ward and June or Andy Griffith and Barney Fife, Lawrence Welk, or This Is Your Life. I love Lucy and the Real McCoys, Dennis the Menace and the Cleaver Boys, Rawhide, Gunsmoke, Wagon Train, Superman and Lois Lane. Father Knows Best and Patty Duke or Ren 10-10 and Lassie too. Donna Reed on Thursday night, life looked better in black and white. They were simple folks living a simple life where everything always turned out right. The good guys always won the fight. I want to go back to black and white. In God they trusted, in their own bed they slept. And a promise made was a promise kept. They never cussed or broke a vow. They'd never make the network now. Nowadays, nothing's the way it seems in living color on the TV screens. The good guys don't always win the fight, and life doesn't always turn out right. If only I could, I'd rather be in the TV world of 63. It felt so good, it felt so right. Life looked better in black and white. I'd trade all the channels on the satellite if I could just turn back the clock tonight to when everybody knew wrong from right because life was better in black and white. Thought I would share that with you on this day before the end of the year, and I know we'll get requests for that, so Beth can run off some copies, and if you will send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Black and White TV poem. Why, you can get your copy in the mail. All right. I have been very, very critical of the Green Movement because I can see what it has done to our, really, to our economy, to our way of life out here in the rural areas. But it's interesting to realize that it's happening to a lot of other folks. And the public is becoming less tolerant of growing wildlife populations, according to a survey of the nation's wildlife management professionals. Now, you know, it looks to me like the wildlife management professionals are the people out there that live with these wildlife day after day after day. They know them. They might not know the scientific names and all that, but they have a pretty good handle on wildlife. But anyway, I remember very well back, I was teaching vocational agriculture in the late 1950s, and the Missouri Department of Conservation has always had a beautiful magazine they put out called the Missouri Conservationist. And I looked forward to receiving that magazine. And it would have stories about hunting and trapping and fur-bearing animals. And it was really interesting to somebody that was living out there with the animules, okay? But today that magazine has changed. It's all about butterflies and endangered plants. And what this amounts to is the Department of Conservation is trying to gear up and keep in touch with the city folks because they feel like one of these days that 1/8% sales tax is going to be voted upon, and they know what's going to happen out in the rural areas. They know that the old farm boys and the people that live in rural areas are going to say, hey, the Missouri Department of Conservation doesn't need that 1/8%. We need to turn this thing back over and let the state legislature run it. Well, the city folks, you know, they like the idea of the purple martins and the hummingbird feeders and the butterflies, and they'll put articles in there about how to plant a butterfly garden and how to hang your hummingbird feeders, and they send out all this information, which, like I said, is to try to get the opinions of the Missouri Department of Conservation very high in the eyes of the city folks because they realize that St. Louis and Kansas City can outvote the rest of the state of Missouri. Well, now some of these city folks are getting kind of disgusted with the growing wildlife populations. Now, they've done a survey here, and this is not just in the state of Missouri. This is a survey conducted by the International Association of Fish and Wildlife Agencies. 75.7% of the states report they fear the public is becoming less tolerant of wildlife overpopulation issues. People may be losing respect for wildlife, says John Bargman. It is important for people to maintain a mix of reverence, respect, and wonder for wildlife. When wildlife populations exceed human tolerance limits, people tend to label wildlife as pests, and this is not good news for wildlife. We'll be right back. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Jerry Brownfield Show.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge.
Yeah!
That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network. And help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. Again, 1-888-841-6055.
Well, in order to jump from one issue to the next, and we're going to jump back and forth here a little bit, but Scott Brandon, my producer, in the absence of Jeff, did a little research for me. He said, hey, I can tell you a lot about color TV. Give us a little information about color TV there.
Okay, well, the first coast-to-coast, now there were several smaller color broadcasts, but the first big broadcast,
yeah.
The first coast-to-coast broadcast was in January 1st, 1954, and guess what they broadcast? Guess what they were putting through? The Tournament of Roses Parade.
I was going to say Bonanza.
No, Bonanza, actually. Now, I knew this without even looking it up. Bonanza was produced solely to sell color TV sets.
Really?
Because they had the huge, you know, backgrounds, and they had all the mountains and the trees and all the different colors. They produced that show only because of color, and they only did it in color. And it was so RCA, because they were the parent company for that show. And they did it only, and it did terrible in the ratings for the first couple of years.
But really?
They kept it on there just so they could show people the benefits of color TV.
Well, I thought Bonanza was always highly rated.
No, the first couple of years it didn't do well, and then they moved it to another day. I forget what the day was that they moved it to, like a Sunday night or something, and then it just took off after that. Then it lasted like 30 years.
Right, a long time. I remember... And I don't know where I got this bit of information, but when who invented the teletype?
Morse.
Morse.
Mm-hmm.
When he invented the Morse code, mm-hmm. You know what the first message was sent on there?
Get me a color TV set.
You're close. No, he put on there, "What has God wrought?"
Oh, I didn't know that.
Uh huh. Now, when the first message that was sent on color television, do you know what it was?
No.
The first message was a beer advertisement that said, what'll you have?
God brought ale is what God brought.
anyway, that got us off the subject here. We were But I thought that, you know, like I said over and over and over again, I consider myself more of an educator than a broadcaster. And I don't want our people just to go home not knowing all of these things, because that's highly important stuff to know that Hoss Cartwright was out there in the very beginning of this color television thing. And so was, what beer did say, what'll you have? You're too young to remember. Pabst Blue
Ribbon? I'm too young to remember black and white TVs. So.
I know you are. You're just a little kid. But it was Pabst Blue Ribbon was what'll you have, Pabst Blue Ribbon. There was a song about it that I don't sing very well. I do hear music in the background. When we come back, we're going to talk about bears in the backyards, deer in the driveway, and hawks and rattlesnakes. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over a million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
And we have returned. Now, before we got involved here in this color TV stuff, we were talking about how the how a lot of urban folks are getting tired of putting up with wildlife. And they go so far as to say, hey, they're not wildlife, they're pests. And this article that comes to us from, it's entitled Americans Less Tolerant of Wildlife, says, and that's not good news for the wildlife. Well, in a report titled Bears in the Backyard, Deer in the Driveway, wildlife professionals stress that being able to use management techniques that include hunting and trapping helps them maintain a balance between the number of people and animals. The greatest increase in deer populations are where hunting is not allowed or access to the land is limited, such as urban and suburban communities. Now, you know, they've come up with this endangered species, El Crapo, and you can just think back a little bit. For those of us that can remember the black and white television sets, or before we had television, period, you know, back when I was just hatched, There was, and I'm going to back to the Depression years of the 30s, there were families living on practically every 80 acres to 120 acres of land. And I'm talking about a family that was trying to make a living out there and did. They were actually living there on the land, raised kids. Kids walked to a little country schoolhouse, had a pack of dogs follow them to school every day. And those dogs knew where every raccoon den, where every groundhog hole was. I mean, and fur was valuable. You know, I remember a story a fella told me one time about catching skunks. And they were on their way home from school, and these skunks were in a road whistle, you know, where water runs under a road, and these kids could crawl in there and get them, and a skunk was worth, I don't remember what he said they were worth, but like 50 cents a piece, and people would work all day for 50 cents back in those days. And they came out with these skunks, and they smelled bad for days, but said it was the best Christmas we ever had, because, so, but the point I want to make is, that people were making a living out on this land. And every farmer had chickens. And every farmer shot chicken hawks. A chicken hawk didn't have a chance. And if you killed a chicken hawk, you were so proud of the fact that you eliminated one of the neighborhood chicken hawks, you hung him on the gate post or on the fence. Spread his wings out. Tied him to the fence so people going by could say, hey, old Scott Brandon killed a chicken hawk. Good for him. We put up owl poles to catch owls at night. An owl pole, and see, the chicken hawks caught the chickens in the daytime, and the owls would get them at night. And so we'd put an owl pole up. An owl always lands on the highest thing that's there where before he goes into the where the chickens roost. So you'd put a pole up with a steel trap on it. And when the owl would land on the steel trap, he'd catch him by the feet, and then you had a wire around that so he would just fall to the ground and he'd be tied to that pole. And we tried to eliminate all this stuff, tried to get rid of it. The point I want to make is we didn't get rid of it. No way can you get all of the chicken hawks when you've got the whole nation out there trying to kill them all. They still survived. So you cannot get rid of them. Did the same thing with rattlesnakes. Everybody, and I think they still do. I know very few people that won't kill a rattlesnake. But, hey, we still have rattlesnakes. They're certainly not endangered. I mean, they are if they cross my property, but they're not, you know, although they call them endangered, but they're going to live. You can't get rid of them. You can't get rid of them. Anyhow, so in comes now the Invasive Species Act. Now, the Invasive Species Act is a way to get rid of this stuff? Yeah, it's a way to get people off of the land is what it all amounts to. The Invasive Species Act goes back to February the 3rd, 1999. Our good friend and colleague, President William Jefferson Clinton, signed the order 13112 back in February of 99. And in this act, or it's not an act, it's an executive order, but in the order, he defined invasive species. And invasive species are interns that don't smoke cigarettes. No, that was something else, wasn't it? They're not invasive. Well, they could be. An invasive species is something that is non-native to the ecosystem. So I guess interns were non-native. They hauled them in there from someplace and turned them loose in Washington, D.C. But back to the Invasive Species Executive Order. An invasive species must be non-native to the ecosystem. Now, who knows what, first of all, the ecosystem is, and who knows what non-native is? To the best of my knowledge, it would take experts in the field. So we've got to get some experts here. And to get experts in this field to know what a non-native is in the ecosystem, we're going to have to create a problem. Because, you see, an invasive species, the natives are good and the non-natives are bad. So we have to create some bureaucracies to deal with this crisis. Now, I've discussed the invasive species thing before. Cows are invasive species. Dogs, cats, honeybees. I mean, you can just go on and on and on as what's invasive because, hey, none of that stuff was here in the United States. when we first came here. I say we. I wasn't among them on the first boat, but some of my people were. Hey, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Friends, we all want to live in a country where our individual freedoms and private property rights are not only preserved, but protected. That's the main purpose of the Paragon Foundation, protecting your private property rights while supporting the productive multiple use of public lands. But more than that, Paragon goes to bat for you to keep your freedoms alive. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas related to their mission. But they need your help. So when you see private property rights being violated, call the Paragon Foundation. They'll make sure you have what you need to put out little sparks before they turn into big fires. But when those sparks burst into flames, they'll be there fighting for your private property rights. Support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443. Derry Brownfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aranair.us.
One of the most popular films offered by the Derry Brownfield Show is Nation Adrift. It's an excellent video presentation of the moral and spiritual crisis in America and a history lesson concerning the religious roots of America. And it's now available on DVD. Nation Adrift chronicles American history from Christopher Columbus to the present day and clearly documents where and how the greatest nation on earth has gone astray as well as the way back. Nation Adrift will give a basic grasp of God's sovereign hand behind the history of our nation, which our founding fathers so clearly understood. To order Nation Adrift, just send $24, check, cash, or money order to Nation Adrift, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri 65023. For credit card orders, call toll-free 1-800-201-7892, extension 23. Indicate your preference of VHS or DVD.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show.
And the man who says, whenever he feels blue, he starts breathing again.
Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. Let's go back to February the 3rd, 1999, when Bill Clinton signed the executive order to bring up this invasive species thing again. Now, as I mentioned, there's an agenda here, people. It has to do with keeping you and I off of the land, is what it amounts to. But they want to create a crisis because of these invasive species. Native species are good. Non-native species are bad. And then once they get this crisis created, there'll be bureaucrats out there to deal with the crisis. And they're going to list all these plant species that are of foreign origin. Well, most of what we grow is of foreign origin. There wasn't wheat here in the United States when we came to this country. Corn was, yes. Corn, wheat, no. Soybeans, no. Let's just use grass crops like clover and timothy and broomgrass and Korean lespidiza and red clover. All that stuff is an invasive species. It was not here. It's non-native. So how are we going to get rid of this stuff? Well, we're going to create partnerships with universities. These are the government research units, you know. And we're going to create some partnerships with these environmentalists and agricultural organizations. And it all boils down to the fact that it's going to take a lot of money to do this. And once they get the money, then they're going to have the power, okay? It'll be the experts in these bureaucracies that are going to be the sole authorities to determine what is invasive and what is not. Now, this goes back to power greens and the power again, and the greens and the research people at the colleges and the universitats, they play the game because they receive billions, literally so, billions of dollars to solve these problems. Anyway, had you heard, let's say 10 years ago, had you ever heard of an invasive species, just the word invasive species? Never heard of it. Not before 1999 did you hear of invasive species, unless you're part of the green machine. They've had that in their agenda a long time. However, you had heard of the term noxious weeds. Well, this creation of the invasive species agenda was for the green non-governmental organizations and the bureaucrats to hijack what was once common sense agriculture, which is noxious weeds. Now, I studied field crops at the great university, and I know a little bit about weeds. And the field crops advisors told us then, professors at the grain factory, that a weed is a plant out of place. In other words, a stalk of corn growing in a soybean field is a weed. Now, but then we have noxious weeds, like the multiflora roses that the Department of Conservation planted all over the country. Those were noxious weeds. Anyway, the greens intend to get this thing going, people. It's going to be worse than it's going to be much, much worse than the Endangered Species Act ever was. They're going to come along and say that, well, you know, you can't walk across there because the tread of your shoes would spread some of these noxious, no, not noxious, invasive seeds. If you have a bicycle, you can't ride it on government ground because you're spreading invasive seeds. And it might and it could spread invasive seeds. Anyway, they never mention the fact that birds fly all over the country, spreading more invasive seeds than anything else. You see, that's how the multiflora roses got going. The department people at the conservation agency said, oh, these multiflora roses, they have little red berries on them, but they won't grow. You can plant them and they won't come up, so don't worry about them. They won't come up until a little birdie eats the seed, and that seed spends some time in his little gravelly craw, and then it passes on through him, and I will guarantee that seed will hatch, and it will produce a multiflora rose, and they always grow in the fences because the little birdie sets on the fence when he does his thing. So, you know, or on the car. Well, but the multiflora rose won't grow on top of my car. Anyhow, I suggest this as far as the invasive species is concerned. I think we need it. I think we ought to have it. And I think we ought to take one invasive species at a time and eliminate it. Get it completely off the face of this nation or this continent. Let's start with English sparrows. They were brought over here, the little chirpies. They are such pretty little birds. Let's get rid of those nasty things. Get them all gone when we kill the very last English sparrow so they'll never, ever, 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 ever be another English sparrow. Then let's start on the starlings. They were brought over here, I don't know, 50, 60 years ago, turned loose just a few pair of them in Central Park in New York City. Now they're all over the United States, to my knowledge, though. I've never been any place where I didn't see those pesky things. Then let's get rid of the starlings. When we kill the very, very last starling. Get rid of all of them. The last one to die. Then let's start on multiflora roses and get rid of all of them. I mean, this Invasive Species Act has some real good points if we would go at it properly. I don't want to get rid of horses. But I tell you, by the time we get rid of the English sparrows and we get rid of the starlings and we get rid of the multiflora roses, you and I aren't going to be around to worry about horses. See, we got to get rid of this stuff that's really bad first. Okay, now, let's go to the telephones. Is Paul still with us? Go to Lloyd first. I didn't know we had a Lloyd. Hi, Lloyd. You're on the air.
Yeah, just a second here. There, I got the radio turned
on. Good, please do.
I think we're starting on the wrong end of this invasive species ladder, though.
Well, how's that?
Well, we need to start with the attorneys and some of those kind of people that are definitely come in from the outside. They weren't here before we were here.
Well, they're pretty invasive sometimes, aren't they?
Oh, I tell you, they're controlling things in ways that we don't even have a... most people don't have a clue of until they have to deal with them.
Are you going to give us some examples?
Well, all I can say is that the guy with the deepest pockets is the one that usually end up getting deeper.
Okay. Hey, thanks for the call.
Hey, you know, Derry, on your idea here about getting rid of one species at a time, the website, theinvasivespecies.gov, they actually have an invasive species of the month.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. And then this month, it's giant hogweed.
Giant hogweed.
Yeah. So
all we need is some giant hogs to turn out there, and they'll root them all up, wouldn't you suppose?
There you go. Well, that's the species of the month, so you need to concentrate your efforts on giant hogweed.
Of all these endangered invasive species, I have never once seen English sparrows or the birds that we were talking about, the starlings or the multiflora rose, none of that stuff ever comes up.
They're cute, and they make good pictures.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah.
I don't know. They're not cute when they hang around my property. I mean, they make pictures. They make messes. But anyway, now, do we still have Paul with us from Delaware? Well, let's go to Paul from Delaware. Hi, Paul. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'm calling because I was listening in yesterday, and you're talking about the species, and now I'm just shocked and amazed, seeing as though I'm speaking with the Common Sense Coalition and an educator. When we're talking about getting rid of species, should we also get rid of the bald eagle, too, while we're at it?
Well, he doesn't bother me. He doesn't bother people. But I have seen in my backyard, and I don't feed cattle in my backyard. There are, I want to say, tens of thousands of English sparrows. Have you ever seen anything good come from an English sparrow?
Well, I think every creature that God put on this earth is good, but...
Well, let's send them back to England where they came from. I don't want to get rid of all of them.
What I want to talk about today is Bush. I mean, we're harping on Clinton. There's something called the Biscuit Project, which is going to be 372 million feet of timber, enough to fill 70,000 logging trucks, the biggest logging since World War II, and Bush is getting paid off of this, and we're sitting harping on Clinton, 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 and I'm not a left-winger. I hate people that don't want to talk about facts. They want to talk about left-wing and Kerry and flip-flop. I've never heard so much flip-flopping from being for country and then being for exterminating.
But you don't think we ought to log our trees when they get big enough and marketable? Should we just let them sit there and rot?
Should we wipe out the whole entire forest? Is that what we
have? We ever wiped out the entire forest?
Well, no, because enough people have, you know, it's kind of like saying yesterday on the air that, you know, they wouldn't let the fire helicopters go in there and dig up some water so they could put it on the fire because of the endangered.
Right. Four people died because of that.
I mean, there's so much going on. I mean, we don't need to wipe out the whole entire forest.
We just want to cut the marketable trees.
And we don't need to wipe out the finches and everything else. I mean, you say that there's no creature that's been extinct on Earth. I mean, there's plenty that's been extinct.
You never heard me say there's no creatures that's been extinct. Hey, I have actually been to the Dinosaur Museum. Hey, thanks for the call. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Want to look good and feel great?
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Have you heard about the Ark Institute and their famous non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds? No genetic engineering there. In fact, you may never need to buy seeds again. These days, you need to ensure that your family can eat no matter what happens. The Ark Institute has agreed to offer Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirlooms and their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. Their packets are generous enough for fresh eating, seed saving, and canning and freezing too. Green beans, corn, carrots, peas, the list goes on and on. Learn how to be self-sufficient in good times and bad. A complete family food security package is just $99. And remember, shipping is free. Call 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network.
Broadcasting. Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
That last caller is typical of people that do not understand. Now, this man has no idea what timber stand management is. If you go out and cut a tree, you're destroying the whole ecosystem. That's ridiculous. We have been cutting trees in this country for 200 years, and we still have plenty of trees. I took a course at the Great Brain Factory back in the 1950s, and I studied under a fellow who was the... helped reestablish the forest in Germany following World War II. And we talked, and the name of the course was Timber Stand Improvement, and how you've got to go in and thin this timber out and let the big trees go on and grow until they reach maturity. If you let them go past maturity, then they're going to be wind shaken, they're going to go doty on you, and you have to, then they're no good. No good for anything except the little spotted owl, which can also live in a billboard. Remember the picture of the spotted owl nest when they were so concerned about the spotted owls, and there was one in a neon sign someplace, if I remember right. But timber is out there for our use. All of these natural resources are out there for our use. And like he said, oh, you don't want to get rid of the finches? I never said a thing about getting rid of the finches. I want to send the English sparrows back to England from whence they came. I don't know where these starlings came from. But, hey, if you're feeding livestock or you have buildings on the farm or in the city, I mean, those starlings are a health hazard. The starlings are really worse than the English sparrows. Now, do we like birds? My wife has bird feeders, and she says, I'm not going to feed the birds this winter. She says, I can put out bird feed. And she says, the second day it's out there, the sparrows know about it. And they must, and we're not talking about field sparrows. We're not talking about those cute little sparrows that live out in the weeds in the winter, in the summertime, and hatch their babies in the pastures. We're talking about English sparrows. The males have the little necktie circle under their neck, and the females don't have any dot on them at all. We're talking about English sparrows, and they'll flock in there, and they can eat 5 gallons of feed just in a day's time. And the red birds and the other birds don't have a chance. Anyhow, so much for that. But do you have Terry on? Terry, are you with me?
Hi, Derry. How you doing?
Ah, fantastic. And you, sir?
I'm doing all right. I hope you don't lose me. I'm on my cell phone. I'm not in a real good place.
That's all right.
Like I was telling your producer, I'm a real mail carrier, and something come out of the mail the other day. It fell out of a newspaper, actually, and one of my people I carry to, and I told him, I said, if you don't fill that out, I'd like to have that. So he put it back in a box and gave it to me, and it's from Senator John.
Boy, we lost him. Gee, it's coming through so good. Let's keep trying. We're going to take a break anyhow. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
We've cut prices and are moving out remaining inventory on two items previously offered on the Derry Brownfield Show. The first item is a 320-page hardback book, Death of the West, by former presidential candidate Pat Buchanan. Buchanan takes an unflinching look at the increasing decline in Western culture and power, normally $29 each, now sale price $20. Also available in a very limited number is Unlocking the Mysteries of Creation by Dennis Peterson. It's 240 pages of beautifully designed photography and artwork laid out in an easy-to-read format that will help you discover the scientific accuracy of the Bible, unveil the fallacies of evolution, and build unshakable confidence in God's Word. I recommend this book. It's a good book. Unlocking the Mysteries of Creation. Available now for $36. To order either item, send check, cash, or money order to the Derry Brownfield Show, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. For credit card orders, call toll-free 1-800-201-7892, extension 23.
This coming Monday, January the 3rd, Wendell Fleshman will be holding the first special calf and yearling sale of the new year at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Now, these special sales are in conjunction with the regular Thursday sales where all classes of livestock are sold. All sales start at 11 in the morning. For this special calf and yearling sale for this Monday, January the 3rd, Wendell already has several top quality consignments, including a 60-head string of fancy 5-weight Angus calves, all white tagged and weaned from Jim and Keith Swearing. Also, G&J Farms will be in with a 30-head string of black and black baldy calves weighing 5 to 5.5. They've all had their shots and they're weaned. Donald Lloyd is selling 35 black and black baldies weighing from 4.6 bits to 5.25, white tagged and weaned. And James and Greg Maher are selling 25 black baldies weighing in the 6s. Now, these are just a few of the consignments for the special calf and yearling sale coming up this Monday, January the 3rd at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. And we're in the home stretch here. Terry, are you back?
I'm back.
Okay.
I think you'll be all right this time.
Okay, you got a letter. You got this farm from Senator John somebody.
Right, Senator John Carthorne, and he's concerned. I'll just read you underneath this picture. It says, as we enter the next legislation session, I want to hear from you about the issues concerning all Missourians. One of the issues I would like to address is the overpopulation of deer in our state. Please use the space below to let me know your thoughts and any stories you have concerning incidents involving deer. If you or your family members have been involved in a car accident or have suffered other losses relating to deer population, please take a moment to let me know by sending this leaflet back to me. Together we can bring about change to make Missouri safer and reduce agriculture loss due to deer. And I just wonder, if this is on the up and up, if this guy is really concerned about agriculture laws, or if they're just trying to, if they got an ulterior motive.
I have no idea. That's the first I'd ever heard of that. It is interesting. We have this overpopulation of deer, and as I used that story, this very first story, when I went on the air about the growing wildlife populations, and city people are getting kind of fed up with this too. And I tell you, it's a sad thing to say this, but it's going to happen. It is going to happen that we're turning all these cougars loose.
Yep.
And in particularly in Iowa, I don't know why they picked Iowa. It seems like I haven't talked to hardly anybody from Iowa that hasn't seen a cougar or know that the tracks are there. I'm talking about rural people now, but they're coming to town. What's going to happen? What is going to happen is that a cougar is going to grab some little kid and kill him.
He sure is.
And when that happens, that's going to turn the tide as far as all those cute little pussycats, you know.
Well, they'll deny any. We had nothing to do with that. If that happens.
Well, they're denying it now.
Sure they are. And we've got them right here. There's a little town, Ladonia, up here. They've spotted a couple in around, outside of the town. But they're everywhere. You know, they're everywhere, and so are the little ones. What's those?
The little bobcats.
Yeah, the little bobcats.
You know, the first time I ever saw a bobcat in our part of the country is a good friend of mine was hunting on our place, and he was hunting turkeys. And he said, I can't kill a turkey. He said, all I call up are coyotes and bobcats. And I thought he was pulling my leg. I said, any bobcats back there? He said, I'll show you. Next morning when I went outside, there was a great big old bobcat laying right at my back door. But when I go out the door to get in my car.
Well, they're here. And you know.
But they're everywhere now. I mean, we see them all the time.
But, you know, they got a picture here underneath his picture beside of a deer jumping across it looks like a four-lane highway with a great big old rack on him. And it looks like it's been put on there, airbrushed in or something. But that's the problem, you know. And my son-in-law and my daughter and my son-in-law's family have vineyards, and they have a winery in Barry, Illinois. And the deer just eat these grapes up every year. And, you know, you're constantly fighting something. You, the deer, or the possums, or the coons, but you better not shoot one of them.
Out of season, no.
You, sir, they'll have you for lunch. Well, Derry, keep up the good fight. I'm going to send you this.
Okay, please do.
I want you to see it, and maybe you can take time, fill this out, and change the way the world's going to turn out.
Okay, thanks a million. Do we have time? Yes, we have one more caller. Wanda, are you still there?
Hello?
Hi, you're still with me?
Yes.
Okay.
I'd just like to know where the outrage from Miss Greeny was that called in a little while ago when the hundreds and hundreds of thousands of acres were burning, forests were burning down in the West the last 3 years. All the wildlife killed, run out of their nests and homes. I received photos of deer still trying to run with their feet burned off clear up to their ankles, of cows with their udders burned.
Well, those cows shouldn't have been there. They're an invasive species to start with.
Their udders burned off, little rabbits that were just baked and still trying to crawl and hobble around. And the reaction from the greenies were, rejoice, the mushrooms. Come spring, the mushrooms.
I saw that story, too. It's going to make really good mushrooms, and we are out of time.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds and where to get?
Sunny weather, happy trails to you, till we meet again. Happy trails to you, till we meet again. Happy trails to you.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN.